This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, it's 8:08. Time for some Radio Truth or Dare. We were off for 2 weeks, so I missed you guys doing Radio Truth or Dare. Did you miss Radio Truth or Dare?
Did I miss it?
Yeah. No.
It stresses me out.
It is a little stressful. Here's how it works. If you're new to the show or new to Thursdays at this time, we have our Cauldron of Doom. We've got two truth questions in there that are really difficult to answer. And then we have one dare. And the dare is usually tied into something in the news or topical, national, whatever day, something like that. So, are we ready to go?
You are safe this week because you had two dares back-to-back before vacation. So I had the two truths. Pick one, and I'll put the other ones back in the bucket.
Oh, okay.
For Jocelyn and I.
So. Okay, so pick a truth. I guess I got it.
You already grabbed one.
I grabbed it. Yeah, that works. I was going to mix them up, but this is fine. Okay. JC's grabbing his. Jocelyn is grabbing hers. It's going to be either you, JC, or you, Jocelyn, that gets this week's dare, and it involves hot dogs.
Jocelyn, open up yours.
Oh, I got a truth.
Oh,
you got it. Oh, no, JC.
We're on Facebook Live, and let me just give a preview of what's coming up.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, make sure you friend us on Facebook, and you can watch this all go down. If you can't, listening to it should be just as enjoyable. All right, so I got a truth, obviously, and here's my truth question. You are married to someone for 5 years and love them very much, but you just found out that they are your sibling. Do you stay married? Oh, man. You're married to someone for 5 years and you love them very much, but you just found out that they are a sibling.
What are those ancestry.com? So you do one of those and it comes back and you do the lineage. Like, oh my gosh, Matt, you are my brother.
So it could be Matt.
It's Matt. Yeah, put yourself in the shoe. Matt is your brother right now. Do you stay married to Matt or do you break it off?
Is it weird that I stay married?
He's your brother.
I love him.
I
love him.
He's your brother.
But we've already been married for 5 years,
yes,
and we've already, we might as well. What about the kids?
They still love you. You're still the parents, but Matt is your brother. You stay married to him?
Well, I didn't know, and he didn't know at the time. It's not like we went into it knowing.
Now learn now, though.
But now we know. I mean,
your mom's like, hey, I have to tell you a secret.
I'm supposed to divorce him and then never speak to him again, or just, you know, do brother-sister things and turn off that switch? Like, that switch has already been turned, so
it wouldn't immediately turn off.
I don't know. I would hope to God I was never in that situation, but you would, well, it's not your question.
You want to ask me, though? Yeah, I would.
You would just divorce your wife.
Okay,
just boom.
Let's do it this way.
We're done. We are done.
Okay, just put your mindset in this way. Take Matt as your husband you love, father of your two girls. Remove him out and put your brother in that spot right now.
Okay,
and
now
it's ew.
It is ew.
That's the same thing.
That's the thing. When you said put Matt in it, it's different. If I could put some stranger in it, I say, yeah, it's over. It's done with. But the fact that you put the person with the face in that I truly love with all my heart, it's not that easy to be like, yes, you're out of my life.
Go back. Well, it said 5 years. So go back to the 5-year mark in your relationship with Matt. You didn't have kids at the time. Do you pull it off then? Because you're farther along than 5 years, as am I with my wife.
Yeah. Yeah, we didn't have kids at that point. Oh, gosh.
You pull the plug.
I don't know.
This is a good question.
That is really hard.
If we keep talking about it till 10 o'clock, I don't have to do the dare.
So my answer is yes, if it's current day, probably not if it was actually 5 years into it. I don't know, though. I don't know. That's really hard. This is the hardest question I've ever
got. It is.
All right. Over to you, Jocelyn. What's your question?
My truth says, how would you describe each member of the show to a blind person? So someone who cannot see, how would I describe Mercedes and JC physically? Okay.
Or in yourself, too.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, there's not much to see with me.
Oh, stop.
I'm about... How do you explain, like, height to people? Not too tall, not too short.
Oh, yeah, they don't... Yeah, does a blind person know height?
They know height. Yeah, they know height. Can feel. Yeah.
Tape measure.
Feel. You know what would be hard is colors, to describe colors, you know?
Yeah.
Unless you're describing to someone who's blind but was... could formerly see.
Okay, let's see. Yeah, that's who you're describing
okay.
to. Go ahead.
Okay,
so I have fair complexion. I have a little bit of freckles, very dark eyebrows, dark hair. And, yeah, that's pretty much how I would describe myself. There's not too much fantabulous.
I'm the person, and I'm like, can you give me a celebrity that it would be someone that I would remember?
She looks like Mila Kunis with no makeup on.
You? That's good.
I have really big eyes like Mila Kunis, so that's
I
me.
See that,
that's
huh?
a really good comparison. Okay, good.
So Mercedes is a lovely woman. She's very tall.
Lovely.
I'm closing my eyes. She's very tall. Okay, I think like 6'5" now.
Okay, no, she's about your height, JC. So kind of at your...
I'm taller than him.
She is.
Oh, she's a little bit taller.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Everyone's got their eyes closed. Continue.
Okay.
She has very lovely, voluptuous eyelashes.
Ooh, okay.
She has curves. She's curvy, nice okay. curvy. She has a fair complexion and dark hair as well, and a lovely smile.
Oh, thank you. That's very nice. Okay, JC.
I would have added porcelain doll like skin because you really your skin is like porcelain like.
It really
is. Look at your face. It's porcelain.
Flawless.
It's like, it really is.
No, I don't know about that. That must be the makeup that you're seeing right now. But thank you.
Okay, and JC. Okay,
gritty JC. Sandpaper.
No.
JC is a very handsome man. He has very nice hair swirled on top of his head. He has
think
striking,
of an ice cream cone.
Yes. Striking, beautiful blue eyes. Very striking.
Mm. Why did he just do the rock face to us?
I don't know. Because mm-hmm. they are very nice. He has very veiny arms. And a very nice physique. Whoa, look at those guns. Very nice
very
physique.
Nice.
That is JC.
All right. Okay. I have a good visual of all three of us here in my mind now.
Do you think there's a blind person listening right now going, oh my gosh, I always wonder what they look like.
Thank you. That was a good description. All right. What's your dare, JC? I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Welcome to the Hot Dog Drumming Challenge. In honor of National Hot Dog Day, you must take two Frankfurters and play some of music's biggest drum solos on your face.
You have to play the drums with hot dogs on your face, JC.
So we've got these foot-long Franks made with chicken and pork.
They're ballpark Franks.
Yeah, ballpark Franks. And I'm going to take two of these and tap them on my face playing the drums.
Yeah, what are some famous drum solos in music? I'm thinking of one in particular. And is it on our list? It's...
Throw it out. What do you got?
Do,
I got to do this? Hot dogs! Oh, great. We're not going to video and photo this, are we?
Oh, yeah. And we're Facebook Live-ing it, baby. So if you're not online yet, you want to get online. JC does the dare coming up next.
Do you have a dancing hot dog on me right now?
I haven't hit record yet, but it's all in honor of today's dare for Radio Truth or Dare. Yesterday was National Hot Dog Day.
Yes, it was.
And one of the most popular filters on Snapchat is the dancing hot dog guy. We love him. He's so adorable. And in honor of those two things, it is time for today's dare in Radio Truth or Dare. If you're not on Facebook Live, get on there right now. If you can't make it, we'll leave it up there. But this is going to even sound better than it looks.
It reads the dare. Welcome to the Hot Dog Drumming Challenge. In honor of National Hot Dog Day, you must take two Frankfurters and play some of music's biggest drum solos on your face. Pull that music
okay,
down
so we've got... We looked at a list of the biggest drum solos.
And just real quick, there's Shakira. We'll do those after. People are calling. Shakira okay. tickets after the dare.
That's coming up. Yeah, don't mm-hmm. go anywhere. Mm-hmm. Some of the biggest drum solos ever. There's so many to choose from, but we've got three here. Those hot dogs are terrifying.
They are a foot long. Look how big they are.
And you're going to whack those against your own face.
Come here. Let me test it on you.
No way. Not happening. This porcelain skin, no
Jocelyn.
Way. All right. So what are the songs that we have?
This is Van Halen with It's Too Hot for Teacher. Oh, no, that starts. So I got to do. I got to do.
The very beginning. Oh, man. Before you do it, just play it. Just play it.
Okay.
So we know what we're talking about.
I got to do this on my face.
You're going to have to do.
Oh, it broke.
He's got a broken drumstick. No, you can still use that.
Okay.
You can still use it.
Okay, I'll stop it.
Okay. Right. So we're going to have to do that.
And come over that mic on my face.
We're going to have to do In the Air tonight.
And then
a surprise
face?
One. Yes. Okay. So are you ready, JC? This is song number one.
No, I'm not ready.
By Van Halen, Hot for Teacher, JC playing the hot dog drumsticks on his face.
Can you get the audio?
You're not doing it hard enough if we can't hear the audio.
I'm hitting my face so... Oh, my gosh. Bye-bye, run for Congress. President Fernandez, not going to happen now.
Oh, my gosh. JC, you look way too comfortable with those hot dogs slapping you in the face.
How long did you do this for?
Just until the vocals...
It broke.
All right. You broke a dumb drumstick. Time to move to the next song. All right. Now we're into the guitar.
I can hear the audio. I got to turn this down.
Okay.
You got to get that mic right up on there, Jocelyn. That mic number five there. That's going to go real loud. And here's the next one.
All right. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Now, there we go. This is Walk This Way by Run DMC. Oh, my God.
Hot dogs are breaking.
You're not
this
slapping
is so dumb.
No,
I'm slapping the hot dogs hard on my face, Mercedes.
Let's just hear it without the music. Do the drum solo to In the Air Tonight without the audio accompaniment.
Is this one clean? This big one here?
Yeah, here. Here's some.
Oh, there's hot dog juice all over the place. Hold on. Can you hear that?
Yes, unfortunately.
I can feel it coming in the air tonight.
Oh my God.
Hold on. Can I stop?
I don't know how it sounds, but it looks fantastic.
I just weighed the hot dog at Johnson.
Bob says, I am holding back so many comments about JC and those weenies. JC and his wieners are out. Oh, Jackson asks you to sing to Barbie Girl while you slap yourself in the
I'm a Barbie Girl. Get out of here.
JC, dare accomplished. That was fabulous. And we now know that JC will never run for political office.
You don't think Steve Sisolak ever did something like this? I can never run for county commissioner.
So I can't see Steve Sisolak with a couple of hot dogs.
Life is grand.
But you didn't seem to mind it so much.
No, come on.
You kind of seemed like you were enjoying it a little bit.
It took me back to my college days. When I used to eat things like hot dogs and hamburgers after a morning of partying.
JC, do you have your papers? Your oil blotting papers?
Oh, I want to be prepared. I got toner. I've got all kinds of stuff. I'm going to wash my face.
Oh, my gosh. You smell like hot dogs now.
There's hot dogs all over the place.
Save those. Let's have those for lunch later.
Well, we don't waste food.
We're going to barbecue later on. Those look delicious, and now they have some extra oil on them, too. Kelly says she'd still vote for you, JC.
Oh, good.
Fernando says he's quite enjoying it. Oh, that is so funny. Good job. You're a good sport, JC. I don't think that I would have been able to do that with a straight face.
Now look at the hot dog grease all over the board back here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.